At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Three, two, one.
Hello and welcome. We have reached week three of the NFL season. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. We'll be going through all of the week three information. Going to be looking at the game from Thursday night, some of the news and notes, which is half the league seems to be out on injury, and it is only week three. I'll give you my games of the week. I'll give you some sit-start suggestions, and I will end with my picks against the spread. But let's dive in and talk a little TNF. For the second straight week, TNF brought together a couple of AFC East rivals, and for the second straight week, it was not a close game. The Jets dominated in this one. They led 14-3 at the half, pulled out a 24-3 victory. Jacoby Brissett, only 98 yards passing, 12 of 18, was sacked five times, did get replaced by Drake May late in the game. May, 4 of 8, 22 yards, sacked a couple times, rushed a couple of times, but quickly on Friday morning, Gerard Mayo said that Jacoby Brissett is still the starter, and seeing the kind of dearth of talent on that Patriots squad and some of the other challenges with the offensive line, that's probably the right call. We want to bring Drake May along slowly. And let's face it, through 2 weeks, seeing the rookie quarterbacks out there, it hasn't exactly been robust. Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, and Jaden Daniels have all struggled somewhat. Only a couple of them have gotten wins. None of them have thrown a touchdown pass. We'll see if that changes in week three. Meanwhile, for the Jets, Aaron Rodgers looking good. That pass offense really starting to come together. He was able to make connections with Tyler Conklin and with Mike Williams, continued a good connection with Alan Lazard, who caught another touchdown. Garrett Wilson also caught a touchdown, had five receptions, could have had a little more yardage, and they acknowledged after the game they want to get that clicking a little bit better. Breece Hall continues to be a good workhorse, both as a running back and as a receiver, but I am liking what I'm seeing from Braylon Allen as well. I think he has moved into deep league low-end flex consideration on a week-to-week basis, had 11 carries for 55 yards on this game, and also caught three passes for 13 yards. You know, he was heavily involved the week prior, had two touchdowns. I don't think you expect the touchdowns every week, but that is a pretty positive sign. So that is Thursday Night Football. Let's check in on a few news and notes. It has been a busy week. Probably the biggest news and note came from Carolina, where they have decided that after two games, after bringing in a coach to work with him, they are sending Bryce Young to the bench, the former number one overall pick, who they traded just a ton of draft picks and DJ Moore to acquire. Two games into his second season, has found the pine. They are starting Andy Dalton. They're 0-2. They said their season's slipping away. Now, Bryce Young hasn't played well, so I'm not going to defend the play that we've seen on the field. I am going to say, though, I don't think anyone had major expectations for this Carolina team being super competitive. And with the way the Saints and the Buccaneers look and the talent on the Falcons, it was always going to be a tall order to even be competitive in their own division. 2 weeks into a regime where you brought in Dave Canales, a quarterback whisperer, to work with and fix Bryce Young, to have given up on him seems a bit callous. I do not think the Panthers are a very well-run organization. And what's more troubling to me about this is simply the process here. and abandoning and giving up on a quarterback. And where do you really go from here? Andy Dalton is probably a serviceable option for 2024, but what are you doing in the future? You know, they still have to give their second round pick in 2025 to the Bears as part of that deal to get Bryce Young. Are you then trying to make moves to get up to get a premium quarterback? You may be one of the bottom tier teams in the league. You know, if the Patriots end up down in that range on the Broncos as well, which is kind of how it's tracking. Those three teams seem to be noticeably the worst. Two of them probably already have their quarterback of the future, so that's helpful for you. But this just feels like a really bad sign, you know, and if you're a Carolina fan, it's going to be more tough sledding all of this year and probably for a few more years. That franchise still looks like a mess. Major questions on defense. They invested $100 million in an offensive line that really doesn't look great. They have next to no running game, really, the last couple of weeks. Their big move to acquire Deontay Johnson hasn't really added a lot of pop to the passing game, and now they're talking about trading him as well. I wouldn't be surprised if we see one or two of the Panthers players move before the trading deadline. It just, this feels like a disaster that has not gotten any better. The other big news of the week would be all of the people that are missing in action. Some of the early window games players who are already out, wide receiver Keelan Allen will not play for the Chicago Bears, out for yet another week. David Njoku, the tight end for the Browns, out again this week. Jordan Love expected to be on the sidelines again as they're planning to have Malik Willis start for the Packers. Joe Mixon is now out for Houston, as is Damian Pierce, which means a lot of Cam Akers in that backfield. So plan accordingly. Michael Pittman Jr., kind of a game time decision. That's something to watch, as is Justin Herbert, the quarterback for the Chargers. Jordan Addison for the Vikings already ruled out. AJ Brown for the Eagles already ruled out. We expect Justin Fields is going to start. Russell Wilson expected to still be out, kind of be that emergency quarterback. They expect Tyjae Spears to play, but that is a game time decision. I would expect Tony Pollard is the one that is going to be heavily used there. Taysom Hill actually now downgraded to doubtful as well in some deeper leagues. I was considering starting him because of my tight end situation, but you got to make other plans in the afternoon window games. Cooper Kupp is out, could be out for a few weeks. Raheem Mostert should be out again. Kenneth Walker is doubtful, looking like he is going to definitely miss that game as well. Debo Samuel and George Kittle already ruled out, and they joined Christian McCaffrey. So getting a thin for even the deep 49ers. Isaiah Pacheco obviously out on IR for the Sunday night game. In the Monday game, it is looking doubtful that Evan Ingram will play, so make sure you have another option in at tight end, or if you can, pick up Brenton Strange off the waiver wire if you want to ride into that game. So just a whole lot of injuries. One good news on Monday night's game for the Bengals, it does look like T. Higgins is tracking to play for the first time this season, so if you have him, it's looking good. It's not 100%, but I do feel pretty confident. Still good to, you know, if you can, to have some kind of backup option. But that's a little bit of a look at that. Now let's talk about some games of the week. All right, games of the week. You know how this works. I'm going to highlight one game in each of the windows, including Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football. And there's actually two games on Monday Night Football this week, so it is an actual choice for the game that I'm going to highlight. But in the early window, I'm going with a battle of unbeatens, and surprisingly, the Vikings are on that list. Justin Jefferson, a little bit banged up, but he is expected to play in today's game, despite the fact that Jordan Addison will be out. For the Texans, I mentioned they're missing their top two running backs, so I would expect a heavy dose of throwing, and you know what? That ain't a bad thing when you got Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, and Dalton Schultz. Give me all of the passing points I can get. I think this should be a fun game. In the afternoon window, it is a game of two teams that are pretty desperate for victories. Dallas Cowboys got trucked at home by the Saints last week, but they are actually 1-1. The Baltimore Ravens, a shocking 0-2 after they lost to the Raiders at home in week two. Both of these teams very hungry for wins. The Ravens on the road. Both of them have some interesting offense. The Ravens have really struggled covering in that pass offense. They gave up a huge day to Devontae Adams last week. Makes you really wonder what Dak and CeeDee Lamb are going to be able to do. Lamb was a little bit dinged up during the week, but by Friday was off the injury report. He is going to play. Looks like Jake Ferguson will be back in this one as well. It should be something fun to watch. On the flip side, I think the Ravens really want to commit to getting Derrick Henry going, so that should be a good thing. I'm also curious to see now in week three what the split is between Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. Neither had a great game in week two. Likely was incredible in week one, so see how that balances out. Sunday Night Football brings Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs on the road for the first time this season to Atlanta, where Kirk Cousins, they're hosting Sunday Night Football. I think they said for the first time since 2019. That is pretty exciting. Should be a big night for the franchise. Falcons had a huge come-from-behind victory in Philadelphia on Monday night. We'll be looking for more of the same at home. Chiefs come in.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Refresh your home today at Menards with window images, blinds, and shades. We have everything you need for updating your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and Bowood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Save big on window treatments at Menards. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of window treatments today. Plus, the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
2-0. A couple of good offenses. The Chiefs backfield, a work in progress. Carson Steele and Samaje Perine, who they acquired just after the preseason, should be the main drivers back there. For the Falcons, you know, can they get Kyle Pitts going? Can we see a little bit more to Drake London? Will that passing game take another step forward? Week one was a little rough. I thought last week was a lot better. Darnell Mooney and Drake London kind of getting involved, getting in there. Kirk Cousins looking a little more comfortable. Let's see if they can take another step forward. And then Monday night, as I mentioned, there are two games. I'm highlighting the first of those games, which kicks off a little earlier than normal, and that is the 0-2 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 2-0 Buffalo Bills. A lot of pressure on Jacksonville. They have not had a good start to the season. The Bills, meanwhile, are cruising, and with Tua Tagovailoa going on IR for the Miami Dolphins, some of the struggles for the Patriots and, you know, the Jets still trying to find their footing, the Bills are looking to be in good shape. They would like to continue and have a 3-0 start and get that win at home. Trevor Lawrence just completing 51% of his passes so far this season, really needs to step up. Not a lot of consistency so far in that passing game. We'll see how that shakes out. Travis Etienne and James Cook should be good plays on both of those. The other Monday night game is the Commanders at the Cincinnati Bengals. I think the Bengals are going to be trying to get their first win of the season at home, probably likely to do it, but that could be a fun game too. As I mentioned, T. Higgins is expected to make his debut. We'll see if an angry Jamar Chase plays a little bit better this week, kind of ended in a little bit of a dark place in week two, but we'll see if that picks up. But those are the games to watch out for. Let's transition over to some sit-start suggestions. For sit start, I offer you one sit and one start at each of the four major fantasy positions. Last week, I actually did better, 2-2 in my start suggestions and 4-0 in my sit suggestions. Let's see if we can get it to a perfect 4-4 on each side this week. And at quarterback, my start suggestion is Baker Mayfield. You know, the Buccaneers have started 2-0, and that is largely thanks to Baker coming off a breakout season that saw him finish as QB10. He's actually QB1 overall through 2 weeks. That is good news. Also good news is he gets to face the Denver Broncos at home. The Broncos are a woeful 0-2. They should not pose much of a challenge to the Buccaneers, who like to do their damage through the air with Baker, Chris Godwin, and Mike Evans. I am firing him up. My sit is Justin Herbert. He's off to a slow start. He's QB 26 on the season. And the Chargers, they're 2-0, but they've really done it with a strong ground game. In fact, the Chargers had 44 carries and only 20 pass attempts in week two. That isn't really likely to improve against the Steelers and a defense that held Kirk Cousins to a QB 28 finish in week one and Bo Nix to a QB 27 finish in week two. I think Herbert, if he's able to go, he's also banged up, is a QB 3 this week. My starts at running back is Jordan Mason. You know, Mason has slipped into the lead role, and he has done well. He has over 100 yards in each of his first two starts. He's sitting at running back 7, and now he's going against a Rams defense that has been plenty fantasy-friendly. The Rams allowed Jahmyr Gibbs to go for 17-plus points and David Montgomery to go to 16-plus points in week one. Last week, James Conner scored more than 19 points. I think Mason's going to have a good day, especially considering that now the 49ers are starting to be thin in that passing game group. My sit is Austin Eckler of the Washington Commanders. The Commanders have been a great rushing team through 2 weeks, but that's largely been thanks to Brian Robinson Jr. He's sitting as running back 14 through 2 weeks, and Jaden Daniels, their quarterback, has run really well also. Eckler, as a veteran, has been more of a passing down back, but he hasn't gotten enough volume to be a consistent starter. He's only running back 28 on the season. If he gets a TD on Monday Night Football, that could definitely push him into the top 24, but at this point, that feels kind of like a long shot to me, so I am sitting him. In the passing game, my start of the week is Rashi Rice. I know you may have qualms about what he's done off the field, but on the field, he has been a strong contributor both as a rookie and then in the first two games this season. He has a touchdown in each of the first 2 weeks. He's sitting as wide receiver 13 on the season. Now they're heading into Atlanta. They have that makeshift backfield that I mentioned. They figure to lean on the passing game. I like Rashi Rice, and I'm hoping to see a bigger game from Travis Kelce this week. My sit is Quentin Johnson of the Los Angeles Chargers. Look, I know you are thrilled to see Johnson, who is a first-round pick in rookie drafts, really go off in week two. He got 5 passes, 2 of them for touchdowns, but the Chargers' passing game is charitably a work in progress, and I think this is going to be a low-scoring game on Sunday in Pittsburgh. Johnson has some upside as a flex play, and I am excited to see him take a step forward this season, but I am not counting on a top 24 day in week 3. And now on to tight end. The tight end position has been rough the first 2 weeks, but one of the most consistent guys has been Brock Bowers of the Las Vegas Raiders. He is my start this week. He is tight end 2 on the season, has 15 receptions through 2 games. Gardner Minshew is leaning on him and Devontae Adams, which is a good thing. In week 3, they host the woeful Carolina Panthers. I think Bowers is a must-start at tight end. My sit is Dalton Schultz of the Houston Texans. Now, I know I said I thought the Texans would have to lean on the passing game, and I think they will. Schultz was a great story in 2023, finishing as a top 10 tight end that got him a long-term contract with the Texans. He's a very stable presence in the passing game. But the Texans have an embarrassment of riches. They have a couple of good receivers. They have a lot of mouths to feed. And I think Schultz's production has suffered. He's tight end 24 on the season. He's averaging just over 4 PPR points per game. And that's simply not enough volume to make him a reliable starter. He's more of a desperation start. Could he get a touchdown here and kind of help salvage your day? He could. I'm just not banking on it. You know, in a team that has Nico Collins and they still haven't managed to get Tank Dell going, I think that might be a focus. They also have Stephon Diggs, who's an incredible receiver. They have all of these pieces in the game. And they've also been using some other tight ends like Brevin Jordan, and they used their rookie Cade Stover. I think all that just creates a little bit too much competition to get consistent volume. So that is my challenge there. We have a question, Flowers or DK. I would probably take DK Metcalf because I think the Seattle Seahawks will have a better day at home. And I like the way that they have been connecting, you know, Geno Smith and DK Metcalf. Flowers has been good too, but I think there's going to be a little more focus on the running game for the Baltimore Ravens today and Derrick Henry. And I also think they may use those tight ends and go over the middle. So DK is the one that I have ranked a little bit higher. Before we get out of here, I am going to take a look at my picks against the spread. Week 1, I was 6-10. I took a step up. 7-9 last week. I'm hoping for a little bit better week in week three. I already started off strong, 1-0. I took the Jets -6.5 over the New England Patriots. For today's games, I'm taking the Browns -6.5 over the New York Giants. The Giants passing defense has been woeful. Their rushing defense hasn't been any better. Their offense has been a struggle, and this is a good Browns defense. This could be a really rough game again for Daniel Jones on the road. I'm taking the Packers +2.5 over the Tennessee Titans. And you know what? I'm taking the Packers to win outright. Call it the Malik Willis revenge game if you want. I just think the Packers have a good formula and a better team. Still a lot of growing pains. I've not been impressed by what I've seen from Will Levis. Tennessee has a decent enough defense, but they still seem like a mess that is too turnover prone. I'm taking the Colts -1.5 over the Chicago Bears. I think the Colts will get the outright victory at home to get their first kind of win of the year. Hopefully we'll see a little bit of a step forward from Caleb Williams. The Colts defense isn't great. They should be able to run a lot better. The Colts rushing defense has been very poor, and they are also missing some key players this week. Let's see if they can get DeAndre Swift and Khalil Herbert going and get some support there for Caleb Williams in the running game. I'm taking the Houston Texans -2.5. I think they will come out as the winner of the undefeated battle in Minnesota. I'm taking the Eagles +2.5. I know a lot of people are on the Saints to stay undefeated, and the Saints do have a pretty good team, but I still like the Eagles. I think they will make some adjustments. I think they have enough good players, even with A.J. Brown out, to find a way to get the victory. In the other battle of unbeatens, I'm taking the Steelers -2.5. I think they will get the win at home. I think this could be an ugly game. It's the over-under on points, I believe, is 35.5. I would bang the under. I do not think this is going to be a high-scoring one. Final game of the morning window, the early window, I am taking the Buccaneers -6.5 over the Broncos. The Broncos are terrible. Moving on to the late window games, I'm taking the Raiders -5.5 over the Carolina Panthers. I think they will easily get a victory there. The Panthers may be a little better on offense with Andy Dalton. They still don't have much of a defense. And I think the Raiders have been playing pretty strong and pretty frisky so far this season. I'm taking the Dolphins +5.5, but the Seahawks to get the victory in that game. I think the Seahawks will win. I think it'll be close, but Miami with Skylar Thompson and still kind of some banged up running back situation, the Seahawks are very good at home, and they have been playing pretty good defense this season. Kind of the pick'em game of the day, I'm taking the Cowboys +0.5. That's right. It is a 0.5, basically a pick'em over the Baltimore Ravens. It's hard to imagine the Ravens going 0-3, but I think the Cowboys are really good at home, and I think they will find a way to win. I'm taking the 49ers -6.5 over the Rams. Both teams are a little injury depleted, but the 49ers still have some better pieces. The Rams defense has been a real struggle and a work in progress. I'm taking the Lions -2.5 in Arizona to bounce back and get a victory. Arizona looked good in week two at home. The Lions struggled a little bit in week two at home, and that loss to Tampa Bay, I think it will be a get-right game for them. I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs -3.5 over the Atlanta Falcons in Sunday Night Football. I think the Chiefs will move to 3-0. I'm also taking the Bills -5.5 over the Jaguars on Monday night. I think they will also move to 3-0. And lastly, I'm taking the Bengals -7.5 over the Washington Commanders in the final Monday night game. It is a big spread. It makes me a little bit nervous because we have seen Cincinnati really struggle off to that 0-2 start. But I think T. Higgins is coming back. I think they're going to want to get Ja'Marr Chase involved. They're at home. The Commanders' defense has not been great. I think they will find a way to get that offense going, get it clicking. We've seen them have slow starts under Zach Taylor the last few years, and they usually turn it around and start to figure things out. We are past the point where they need to figure that out. They really cannot afford to go 0-3 if they have any hope of making it back into the playoffs. I think they will get a win, and I think it'll be a convincing win to close Monday night. So that is a look at my picks against the spread this week. That will wrap things up for me. I hope you guys have a wonderful NFL Sunday. Be sure to keep your eye on the inactives. There are a couple of game time decisions, as I mentioned, that should start rolling in at 11:30 a.m. Eastern and after, as we get inside 90 minutes before kickoff. I hope you guys have a wonderful week and do well in all your fantasy matchups. I will see you back here to talk week four next Sunday.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Hyland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Hyland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at Hyland.com.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now. Save.